Okay, everybody say. Let's go on. Alright, I'm sorry it wasn't recorded yesterday because now there's a gap in the online. But I can't be helped. Okay, so let's Gemara says Tashma. That's a mission in the beginning of Baba Basra. Let's see in a second what's the case. But the Gemara is in the day, says the Gemara, that it's only because he was only makafim from three ruchas. But if it was makafim from all four sides, then we would be mechayev the nikiv to participate in the hitzoyis of the wall. Says the Gemara, shmaminu zenenev is elichos chayev. Sarayev is zenenev lechos chayev because the makif has been going there anyway. So he's not chosa. It's a different kind of lechos we had up to now. Up to now, the chassid was that he's not spending any money. Here the chassid is he is spending money, but it's money he was going to spend anyway. He was spending the money for himself. Yeah, he was goyder for himself. And then the nikkuf is nene, and yet we're mechayev the nikkuf. So shmami no zen enev lechassid chayev. My answer is no, it's not a raya. There he is chassid. Shiny chassid, normally at garam till yakei for yaseir. So how does Rashi learn? So Rashi says, the case is that Reuben had a sada that surrounded Shimon from three sides. The fourth side apparently is Pesuch L'Shasharam. I shouldn't say but L'Chor. So Mishalosh Shachayisah Shail Reuben Shalosh. So the God of Reuben is a Rishayna Samach L'Stei Shimon. The vad mechitzas chitzayni shoyu lebeinu leben sharab habikois. The sashni v'sashlishis kaze. Ash is a picture now. Ein mechayv neisay mechayv neshimin klum. The maya hanile. I said deu psucha mitzad revius. Shimon doesn't have hanor here because it's still pasuach on the fourth side. But the revius, I'm hayu Reuven dalat sodis mearbu chayisu shel Shimon. If he was surrounded, if Reuven surrounded Shimon from four sides. The Godron. I don't know if the fourth side was Shushrabim. In the first case, it doesn't really matter who's on the fourth side. What's on the fourth side? He's Godron only from three sides. But if it was from four sides, so Rashi then already the case that Reuven was Makif from four sides. The Godron. Mechayv and Hashim lost itself chelka b'mechitzas apnimiya shebeina leven Reuven. So this is called Zen Nene. Hashim is Nene. Vezele chosu Reuven. Shari yesh le likdus adeh. It has to be Godron anyway. For his own sake. Rashi learns that the case of Makif and Nikif, I don't have to draw a picture because there's a picture in the Gemara itself, in Rashi itself. Rashi learns that the case of the Mishnah, the Mishnah is talking about the Mechitzis HaPnimius, the divide between Reuben and Shimon. You see, Taisus is Chayla. It's a bit machalik b'shishayim, machalik s'balamor, and there are man also of the balavasu, barichus d'ela. Rashi and the balamor learn that the case is we're talking about the mechitzas hapnimiyos, the divide between Reuven and Shimon. And Taisus learns we're talking about the mechitzas hachitzonius that Reuven makes between himself and the outside world. So let's focus on Rashi. So we're talking about the mechitzas hapnimiyos that are between Reuven and Shimon. Ashim Baba Basra adds that our kofach must be that we're talking about a bika where the minug is not to make fences between the fields. Because if it would be a bika where the minug is to make fences between the fields, if it's a makom shenagu lidgar, then Reuven can force him to build a wall together. So if Reuven can force him to participate in the tzoyis of the wall, that's hilchut miyachus shcheinim. Since Reuben and Shimon, the meaning of this place is that they build walls between the fields. They look at each other's fields, so they can build so they can be kaif each other to participate in the wall. So Rashi holds if they can be kaif each other to participate in building the wall, that even if Reuben built the wall unilaterally, he could still turn around afterwards and go to Shimon and say, look, you were supposed to participate, so you still have to pay. So therefore, Rashi says in Bava Basra, the case is that this is a makom shenagu shalaylika. The living in this place is that they're not makbed and ayin hara, and they generally don't build walls. And therefore, Reuben cannot be kaifa Shimon to build a wall. Nonetheless, even though it's a makom shenagu shalaylika, and Reuben cannot be kaifa Shimon to build a wall, but if Reuben built the wall, it's still called that Shimon was nana. And therefore, there's still a tzad that Shimon, in fact, if he's makif from Midal Ruchas Tanakam holds, Shimon still has to pay for half of the walls. Because the Maisa he got Hanor. Can't force Shimon l'chatchila. It's like a strange thing about I've got a strange thing with Rashi. Yes, Rashi. That Reuben can't force. It's a mokum shenagu l'shalei ligdav. That means Reuben can't force Shimon to build the wall. In other words, Rashi apparently holds. Rashi apparently holds. Once again, what's driving Rashi? Rashi learns that if it would be a Mokum Shenagu Ligdor, if it was a place where they can be kaif each other to build a wall, then even if Reuben was only makif him from one side, from two sides, what does it matter? Reuben can force him to be mishtatev in the hitzoyis of the walls. Because he can force him to. He can force him to be mishtatev. You don't have to wait for Shimon to be nana. L'chatchila, Reuben can force Shimon to cough up. So HaKochel told me to Mokum Shenagu Shalei Ligdor. So therefore, Reuben can't force Shimon to participate in being goyder. And therefore, the first three walls, Shimon doesn't have to pay for it. But after Reuben makes four walls, now it's Shimon's a nene. So Tanakama holds, oh, now that Shimon's a nene, so now Reuben can force Shimon to pay. I mean, that's a strange thing. So the Mayan Afkamina, that they can't force each other to build the walls. So the Mayan says, Reuben can't force Shimon to participate. But after he builds all four walls, then he could force Shimon to pay half. So, okay, but that's how Rashi learns. It's an even, but it belongs maybe more to Bava Basra, this strangeness. Reuben can't force Shimon to be mishtatev, but if Reuben builds all four walls on his own, then he can come to Shimon al Snenet, and now really Shimon has to pay. So the Gemara causes the case as Nenet v'zel leichosa. Why is he not? Why is this called Zenene Vizel Echosa? Reuben is building the wall in order to have a wall between him and Shimon. So he's the whole wall. Reuben's building the wall to be guided between himself and Shimon. So he's certainly Chosa to build this wall. The wall that's giving Hanot to Shimon is costing Reuben money. So why is this called the case of Zenene Vizel Echosa? Taisus, yes, Anash. Let's take a look at Taisus. We'll take a quick glance at Taisus. Sneak preview. Taisus, at Garantuli, a Kefi Yisera, Tichpisha Kuntus Mashman, the Mairi, Begedder, Shepen Sedeo, the Sidde, and the Soda Nikov. The Kosha, Hechi Choshuli, Zenenev Zen Chosha. Why is this a case of Zenenev Zen Chosha? Hoyel Shikol, Oise, and Gedele, Osa, Elo, the Hafsik, Ben Sedoisig, Listay Nikov. He's making the Soda in order to be Mafsik between himself and Shimon. Between himself and the Nikov. So this Mechitza, which is being Mahaneh Shimon, is being Mechaseh Reuven. So why is that? Why in the world would the Gemara consider that to be a case of Zenene v'zeloi chosa? So what's the pshat of Rashi? Why is it called Zenene v'zeloi chosa? He's chosa. The Mechitza, which is Mahaneh Reuven, is also being Mechaseh Reuven. The Mechitza, which is being Mahaneh Shimon, is being Mechaseh Reuben, so why is Zenene Vizel Echosa?
Shimon's not doing the Maisa
Chisar. Shimon is not doing the Maisa Chisar, so then you can say it. It's not what it's about. I don't think Rashi says that. Rashi doesn't say that. Rashi says, Zel Echosa, Reuben, Snot Echosa, Sher Yesh Le Ligdor Sadeh. First of all, what does it mean Yesh Le Ligdor Sadeh? Is that Mechuyuk to be good? What is Rashi B'chal mean? Yesh lo ligdor sadeh. What's that mechuyev? We're talking about a mokum shenagu shalei ligdor. There's no, they're not kaif for each other. Reuben has no chiyuv to be goyder. He wants to be goyder. So why is this? Why is it called that he's not chosa? He's laying out money. He's laying out money. Shimon is nene. That's Tosfos Kashubes. So why is that called Zanene Bezelichos? What?
Would have done it anyhow.
Because he's not doing it out of altruism. Reuven's not building the mechitza over here out of altruism because he wants Shimon to have privacy. Reuven's building this mechitza because he wants himself to have privacy. He wants that privacy. He's building the mechitza not because he doesn't want Shimon to be looked at or to be trespassed. He's building mechitza for himself. So even though he's chaser, says Rashi, but it's a chisaron. The chisaron is not because of Shimon's hanor. In other words, of course Shimon and Reuven is chaser, and of course Reuven is who's Reuven and Shimon? Who's Shimon? Reuven is the makif. You call him makif for the nick of white. I've called Reuven and Shimon. So of course the makif is chaser, and of course the nikif is nene. But the makif is not chaser on account of the hanor of the nikif. It's not the hanor of the nikif that gives that makes the makif chaser. The makif is chaser for his own sake. He was going to be chaser anyway. He for on his own account is making these mechitzas. And it happens to be that Shimon is nene. So Rashi holds, the Gemara holds, at least in the beginning, that's called zanene v'zeh chaser. Zanene v'zeh chaser is only where I'm chaser on account of your hanah. Your hanah is mechasim because of your hanah, like dar b'chotzer chaveri. It's your hanah, your maisa l'kichas hanah, that's being mechasim. Over here, the nikif's hanah, his l'kichas hanah, is not the cause of my being chaser. Even if Shimon wouldn't be nene, Reuven would still be spending the money. So the Gemara thinks that's called zeh nene v'zeh lo chaser. So the Gemara, so it's a right. The zeh nene v'zeh chaser is chayev. So what is the Gemara answer? The Gemara answer is shiny hocho that he can say after after the kefi yisero says Rashi. The lav soda shel Shimon ben Sadoisov havi sagli b'mechitzes chitzonius. If not for Shimon's soda, the nikif soda in the middle, Reuven wouldn't have needed to make a mechitza. Why is Reuven making a mechitza? He's only making a mechitza because of Shimon. Otherwise, he would have just had to make the mechitzas that are on the outside to protect them from the outside world. Now, he wouldn't need the mechitzas in the inside. V'hava kol sadoisu gdurim, and he would be totally godly. V'hilkach chaser hu b'shvila. These last three words Rashi is explaining. Then the Gemara's answer is that it doesn't matter that Reuven is not chaser because of Shimon's hanor, but he is chaser because of Shimon. Reuven's chisor is because of Shimon. It's because Shimon is there that Reuven is chaser. So that's enough. The Gemara's apparently the Havn Gemara was that since Reuven would have made the mechitza anyway, so he's not chaser on account of Shimon's hanor. It's an expenditure he was going to make anyway. What do you mean anyway? Meaning, even regardless of Shimon's hanah, Reuven was going to make the mechitzas. You might thought that's what Zanana was Eli Chaser. Whereas the answer is, regardless of Shimon's hanah, but it's not regardless of Shimon. Reuven's only being chaser on account of Shimon. It's enough. The fact that Reuven is being chaser on account of Shimon, it's not for the sake of Shimon's hanah. It's not Shimon's hanah that's mechaser, but it is because of Shimon. It's enough that Reuven is chaser because of Shimon to make it into a case of Zanana. To make it into a case of zenene v'zeh chaser. Chirashi, the Gemara's lashon is at garamtali hakefa yisera. What's the kefa yisera? Why is it called yisera? That's another question there of Tosfos asking Rashi. That's the next question Tosfos asking Rashi. Why is it called the Kefi Yisera? Atgar Amdali HaKefa. The whole Mechitzis HaPnimiyos are only an account of Shimon. Why are you calling it a Kefi Yisera? It's another reason why Tosfos doesn't like Rashi's pshat here in the Gemara. The word Yisera, Tosfos says, what's Yisera? It's not a Kefi Yisera. Atgar Amdali HaKefa. So as Rashi addresses that. Right? Why is it called Yisera? So Rashi says, it's called Yisera because there are mechitzas achitzonius. These are not the only mechitzas that Reuven is making. Reuven's also making mechitzas around Reuven's fields. So these are extra mechitzas that Reuven is making. He had to make mechitzas, but he didn't have to make so many mechitzas. So that's still called, the Lashon HaGemara is called the Kefa Yisera. Nonetheless, the Firashi, I think that what the word that we have to underline over here, what's the important word in Atgarantul Hakefa Yisera? The word Yisera or the word Hakefa? Hakefa. Yisera is just a lesson, you know, because he's making mechitzes anyway. You know, you can't say Atgarantul Hakefa because he was being makif himself. So, you know, so somewhere has to clarify it. Hakefa, these Hakefa Yisera. But the crux of the teretz doesn't lie in the word Yisera. The crux of the teretz lies in the word Hakefa. At garamtuli hakefa, you are the cause of my hakefa. The word that I have to underline is hakefa, and maybe not even hakefa because we know he's building walls. I think the word we have to underline really is at garamtuli hakefa. No, of course I'm being makif, and I would have been Rashi started off by saying, and he's going to be makif anyway. You know, Reuven is tzorich uligdor. So the Gemara's answer is, of course I have to be going there anyway. I'm not doing it for you. I'm doing it for me. But why am I doing it for me? I'm doing it for me because you're here. So at garamtuli. You are goring me that I should have to make mechitzas. If you are goring me that I should have to make mechitzas, that's enough that it's called that I'm chaser on account of you. I don't have to be chaser on account of your hana. It's enough that I'm chaser on account of you. Let's see Tosis. Tosis is chaylik and Rashi. Tosis doesn't like any of this. Tosis says after Gamti Yekefi is there, mitaych pir shakuntish mashma. The Mari, the Geder, Sheben, Sadeh, Lestenikiv. So Taisa says, first of all, we read before, what's the Avinu? Of course he's Chosr. He's only making the Geder to be Lastik between himself and Shimon. So why does the Gemara think in the Avinu that that's called Loi Chosr? According to Rashi, that's the Teres of the Gemara. At Garantuli, it's your fault. Taisa doesn't understand the Avinu. What's the lesson of Yisera? Yes, Rashi was mishachas to that as well. It's Yisera besides the outside mechitzas. Maaseh Tosfos doesn't like Rashi's pshat. Ela nira shemichutz soviv lo dalag ruchas hikif. We're not talking about the mechitzas apnimius between Reuben and Shimon. Maybe there are no mechitzas. Forget, there are no mechitzas apnimius between Reuben and Shimon. It's a mokum shein noyegim likdor. They're not makben nayin hara. Reuben and Shimon are not making mechitzas between themselves. But Reuben is making mechitzas around his own. Reuben's making mechitzas around his own outer sodas, outer mechitzas. But those outer mechitzas are Mahana Shimon. Because they're not makbet over here in Ayin Hara. So Reuben and Shimon, they don't have mechitzas between each other. But they both are farmers. In the outside world, there are behemoths running around. Neither of them want behemoths to come in. So Reuben is making gedorim on the outside to keep behemoths out. So he's making mechitzas on the outside to keep out the behemoths, and those mechitzas that Reuben's making on the outside is mokum shenogu. It's a mokum shenogu shaloi ligda between one field and another. So Reuben and Shimon don't have mechitzas between them, but they still need to have mechitzas between each. They need it. They want to have mechitzas between themselves and the outside, so that behemoths shouldn't wander in. So those mechitzas Reuben is making, and those mechitzas are good for Shimon, because if the behemoths don't come to Reuben's field, then Mimela, Shimon's field will likewise be protected, because Shimon's field is inside of Reuben's fields. So therefore it's Zenene. So that's why the Gemara thinks it's Zenene Bezele Chosa. Reuben has to make these mechitzas anyway. These are mechitzas that are around Reuben's fields. So, and yet, since Shimon has anor from them, so Reuben can go to Shimon and he can say that Shimon has to be mishtatif. How much does Shimon have to be mishtatif? Is takashal and pesach? Because half and half doesn't seem fair. Reuben has the bigger fields, or maybe yeah, maybe not. Maybe it depends on the area. Maybe he's mishtatif to the area. But upon him, he can go to Shimon and he can say lefi the amount of your anor. It presumably has to do with the area of the field. The amount of your hana, proportionally, you have to be mishtatif, because you have hana from these fences. So that's the Gemara's having it. That's why, now I understand why it's enen evzel echosa. So what's the Gemara's teretz? Ak gramtuli hakefa yisera. So Tosfos says, vekefa yisera, mishum shemachmas sodahem soy, hakev godol doisim idai. Because of Shimon's field in the middle, so Reuven's perimeter is bigger. If Shimon's field wouldn't be there, so Reuven's fields would be, Reuven's perimeter would be smaller. That's called a kefir yisera. That's still called that Reuven is chaser because he has to spend more to make a larger fence because of the fact that Shimon's field is in the middle. Shimon's field wasn't there, then Reuven's fields would be closer together, and his perimeter would be smaller. So now, in Metzius, it's a bit hard to understand. You know, if Shimon wasn't there, Reuven's fields would move. You know, it's a case we understand, right? I don't think anybody's confused about the case. I'll just put it up anyway. Just do it. So here's Reuven's fields, and here's Shimon's field, which is the Nikif, and here's Reuven's fields. So, and he makes a fence all around the outside. So Taisa says it's called a kefir. You can say atkaramtu liakefir yisera, because if Shimon's this perimeter is so big because it includes the area of Shimon's field. So Shimon's field is participating in making such a large area need to be nikif. And I'm now thinking about it, I don't think it's really sure. It's not that if Shimon wasn't there, Reuven's fields would move. Of course they wouldn't move. It means that the size of the perimeter, there's a very large perimeter over here. Well, that very large perimeter is a result of the fact that it's that perimeter is caused, so to speak, caused by the rules of geometry, but it's caused by the fact that it's enclosing a very large area, which includes Shimon's field. So therefore, Reuven is enclosing a very large area because he's enclosing Shimon's field too. And therefore, he can say, well, so I'm also chaser. I have to make a very big hekef in order to be lack of your field, so I'm chaser in account of you. So that's therefore it's called, chaser. So that's Machlokes Rashi and Tosis.
I understand Rashi or Tosis. They both of them are essentially saying that, well, chances are there's at least as likely of a chance, probably more likely, that Shimon lived there first. Chances are he didn't buy a field in the middle of Reuven's field.
Okay, let's say.
So we're blaming Shimon for the fact that Reuven moved around him.
It's not a matter of blame. Not a matter of blame. It's that the Reuven was chaser. Reuven spent money to be makif Shimon. Shimon has benefit from it. Shimon didn't have benefit from it, so Reuven couldn't say to him, Reuven couldn't, you know, come to him to it and tell you, what are you doing there? You're making you were goring me to have to spend money. No, the tefiah is because Shimon is nene. We're coming to Shimon with the tefiah that you're nene. But the things we have to be, fine, you're nene, but I'm not chaser. Whatever the pshat is nene, the chaser is mitzvah stoyim, or because you have to be chaser in order to be tevei adhan. No, we have two different theories, which we'll come back to in a second. But whatever the theory is, I need to be chaser in order to be tevei adhan. So Reuven can say, so the Gemara's half meaning was, you're nene, but I don't have any chisaron on which to base my tefiah. So your hano wasn't mechasim. Your hano didn't cost me anything. You know, it's like it's a dar b'chotzer chaverish. You know, and it's like kaimel. The chotzer is like kaimel agro. Your hano didn't cost me anything. So your nene. What does that bother me? But over here, your nene from an expenditure that I made, and I made such a large expenditure partly because I had to enclose. Not only partly, I had to make such a large expenditure because I'm being makif a very large area. And that large area includes you, so I spent money, in effect, to be makif you too. So you're nene, I'm being tevei you, the hano, I'm not being tevei you as mazik. I'm being tevei you as nene you are. But I don't have a right to be tevei you as nene if I'm not chosin. So here it's called that I'm chosin. Now could be, yesh mokam loyman. Remember, we have two theories, b'chal, how does Tosfos learn nene was only chosin? Going back to the first Tosfos. We have two ways to read the Tosfos. You know this. Machlokes Rishonim. What's the pshat in Zeneh v'Zeloi Zeloi Chosin? On the one hand, we saw that the Ritzvon Baba Basra and the Tshuvas Harosh, they learned that Zeneh v'Zeloi Chosin is potter. The Mal Domer Zeneh v'Zeloi Chosin is potter. Why is he potter? That's me the stone. Everybody me the stone. On the other hand, the Rav Shimon and Shai Yosher says that nothing to do with me the stone. It's because you can't be tevei. In order to be tevei, you have to be chaser. You don't have a right to be tevei somebody unless you're a chaser.
Perimeter
is my
bigger because.
Oh, hold on a second. Let me just look. So. And Tosfos by us, we have two ways to read. when Tosfos speaks out the very top Tosfos, on top of the Amud. Okay, two theories how to read the Tosfos. You know, when Tosfos goes back and forth why the Gemara of Machlokes Rabban of Yosef by Kaifel Midas Leiman in Baba Basra, how does it relate to Machlokes Zeliyo Zenen of Zeloi Chosin? Tosfos says it's not connected, they move freely. Rabban holds the Kaifel Midas Leiman over there, but still holds Zenen of Zeloi Chosin's Potter over here, and vice versa. So, and Tosfos is Masbir. So, we have two different Hezberim in Tosfos's. In that Tosfos, one Mahalach in Tosfos says he's saying that it's all Midas Leiman. Tosfos saying Sfar is Midas Leiman. That there's a Sfar to say it's more Midas Leiman over there, and there's a Sfar to say it's more Midas Leiman over here. That was one reading of Tosfos. Now we have another reading of Tosfos. The Tosfos saying no, these are two different sugyas. The Gemara over there is talking about Midas Leiman, and as far as Midas Leiman is concerned, only over there is it Midas Leiman. But over here, it's for sure not a Midas Leiman, because since I can be Menei Milodor, so once I can be Menei Milodor, I certainly keep the schar for the deer. So Midas Leiman here is a non-issue. Here it's a different issue. Here it's an issue of Zenen of Zeloi Chosin. You have to be Chosin in order to be Tervea. And that's not an issue over there at all, because over there, I certainly have a Koyach to prevent him from taking the field without a Goro. So it's two different sugyas. That's another reading of Tosfos. They're saying it's two unrelated sugyas. Over here, Midas Leiman doesn't play any role at all. Because here it's for sure not a problem with Midas Leiman. Since I can be Menei him, Milodor, I can Tervea him the Schar for the dinner. And Tosfos in. So here it's only an issue of, do you have a Koyach to be Tavei somebody if you weren't Chosin? In Baba Basra, you don't lack Koyach, because you for sure have a Koyach to demand Goyim. In Baba Basra, you want to know, but is it right to do because of Midas Leiman? So it's two unrelated sugyas. So that generates two different understandings. How does Tosfos, which position does Tosfos take in that sugya? Is Tosfos going at the Mahalach that Zenen of the Chosin is potter because of Koyach on Midas Leiman? That's one reading of Tosfos. Rav Nochem reads the Tosfos that way. And then we have Rav Shimon's reading of Tosfos. And we explained the Tosfos a little bit there, Rav Shimon, that Tosfos holds not like Diritzva. Tosfos holds Agamar has nothing to do with Midas Leiman. Zenen of Zeloi Chosin has to do with how much Koyach do you have. So I was more related to Rav Shimon's mouth. But the nice it's Shokul. In Tosfos himself, we can go either way. I don't think we have Achra in Tosfos by us. We know what Tosfos holds, and we know what Diritzva holds, we know what the Tshuva Sarosh holds. For that matter, know what Rav Shimon holds. But what Tosfos holds is a little bit up for grabs. What about Rashi? We never really talked about Rashi. What does Rashi learn? How does Rashi learn to read the Zenen of Zeloi Chosin? So that's very hard to know. But there is a diach, I think, a little bit in Rashi by us. Because Rashi has a lushan on the third line of Rashi, Mishalemis Mashinenis. Rashi has a lushan Alma Boser Hanoh Azlimam. Rashi explaining the tzad is in Enev Lechoser is Chayev. He calls it, we go Boser the Hanoh. If this would be a Gemara, but Midas Leiman, the Nidin is not, do we go Boser the Hanoh, do we not go Boser the Hanoh? Avadu this Hanoh, and Hanoh is, of course we go Boser Hanoh. But the child said, is it Midas Leiman? You know, there is, of course we go, that there's a Hanoh here that's Mechayev. But maybe it's a Midas Leiman. That's called Boser Hanoh as Lino. Listen, Rashi, Boser Hanoh Azlinon is more mashma like some other theory. Maybe Rav Shimon's theory, maybe it's mashma. Maybe it's even mashma more than, not like Rav Shimon. I'm not quite sure what Rashi's theory is, and it's very hard to know what he holds. But at least in Rav Shimon, I could hear it more. You know, the Shaila is, on the one hand, you're Nene. So maybe that's a reason why I could be Tevei. You know, do I have a claim against you? Well, you're Nene, so maybe I have a claim against you. On the other hand, but I wasn't Chosir. Maybe I have no standing. Maybe I have no claim against you. So then I can hear Lashon, Boser Hanoh Azlinon. Since you are Nene, even though I'm not Chosin, we go Boser the Hanoh that it gives, your Hanoh gives me a right to be Teveyu. Even though I wasn't Chosin, I could be Teveyu anyway because you were Nene. So in Rashi, it's certainly Mashma not like the Midas Leiman theory. If we'll say, arguendum, you know, for the sake of argument, that Tosfos holds that it's the Midas Leiman the Kesuk, like the Ritzvo, like the Tshuva Sarosh, not like Rav Shimon's understanding. That this Tosfos is going like Tosfos in Baba Basra, that Agamara is a Gemara of Kaifan al Midas Leiman, but that on the other hand Rashi holds that it's more like a Reb Shimon de Gemara, nothing to do with Midas Leiman. It's a Gemara about Be'etzem, can I be Tevei somebody if I'm not Chosin? So then it would be attractive to say that Rashi and Tosfos argue l'shitosim. The argue l'shitosim both in the Havamina Gemara and in the Maskan Gemara. What was Gemara's Havamina? Gemara's Havamina was this is a case of Zen Nene v'Zel Loi Chosin. Talking about the mechitzas, so Rashi learns it's the mechitzas apnimiyos. The mechitzas apnimiyos, but it's called zen nene v'zel loy chaser. Why is it zen nene v'zel loy chaser? The Makif is building the Mechitzas just because of the Nikif. I mean, just because he's building the Mechitzas to get away from the Nikif. So why is that called Loichasa? So Rashi learns, because he's maybe building the Mechitzas on account of the Nikif, so he's certainly Chaser, and he's Chaser even on account of the Nikif, but he's not Chaser from the Hanah of the Nikif. The Nikif, it's not the Hanah of the Nikif that makes the Makif Chaser. So the Makif is Chaser because of the Nikif, that's still true, but he's not Chaser from the Hanah of the Nikif. And Rashi learns that's, Gemara thinks at the beginning, that that's called Zenenev as Eloi Chaser. Even though he was certainly Chaser, and he was Chaser because of the Nikif, but he wasn't Chaser from the Hanah of the Nikif. Taisa says, who cares? Avada, that's called Zenenev as Zeh Chaser. The whole Mechitza is because of the Nikif. So Avada, that's called Chaser. So we could say that maybe the Gola Shitosa. Let me finish the whole one. Taisus holds that the issue over here is midas stoim. Somebody's nene, it's a midas stoim for me to veil him if I wasn't chaser. So Taisus, I understand Taisus very well. Taisus says, where's the midas stoim? The makif is building a mechitza to divide between himself and the nikif. Because it's certainly desirable and it's hanof for both of them. Beneficial for both of them to have a mechitza dividing them, even though it's a mokum, maybe shenagu shalelik, they're going to Rashi. But obviously, there's anah, mutual anah, they both have in order that they shouldn't look at each other. So he's building a mechitza that's good for both of them. If the nikif wasn't there, he wouldn't have to build the mechitza. So he's the whole mechitza he's building because of the nikif, because the nikif is there, they're looking at each other, bothering each other. So he's building he wants good fences, make good neighbors. He wants to build a mechitza between himself and the nikif. And, says Taisha, so where's the midas stoim? I'm chaser, I'm spending money on account of you, meaning because you're next to me, because your sod is right over here with me, so I'm spending money that I wouldn't spend if you weren't here, and it's mutually beneficial to both of us. So where's the midas stoim? What does it have to do with Zenenev is a chaser? Zenenev is a chaser means it's a midas stoim. I'm building a fence anyway, it's a midas stoim for me to be tebeyu. What kind of midas stoim? I'm building a fence anyway. So anyway, I'm building a fence because you're here. So it's a midas stoim. Like Taisus claims it says it's absurd. Where is there a midas stoim to be found over here? Midas stoim is where I'm minding my own business. You happen to be nene, but your nene is nothing to do with me. So stam, I don't want you to be nene. I want to make a buck wherever I can. But I'm not chaser anyway. Over here, like you can't say that. I'm building a fence on account of you. I'm building a fence because you're here, because you're my neighbor. I'm building a fence, and you're nene for my fence. So Taisa doesn't see where this has anything possible. How can this possibly be labeled as nene v'zeloi chosin? In midas stoim terms, it doesn't make any sense. Taisa therefore rejects Rashi's chat. And Taisa learns they must be talking about the mechitzas hachitzonis. So there we can hear, I'm building mechitzas between me and the outside world. So you have a benefit, but I'm building I would build these mechitzas. I'm not chaser because of you. I'm building these mechitzas to get away from the people on the street, or from the behemoths on the street. So that I understand. That's called the zenenev is lechaser. Rashi, on the other hand, learns that zenenev is lechaser means that for me to be teveyu for being nene, I have to have standing. In order for me to have standing, I have to show that your hano is mechasami. Because if your hano wasn't mechasami, I don't have a right to be teveyu for the hano. Because I can only be teveyu for the hano if the hano was mechasami. Oh, so then there's no argument to be said. Your hano wasn't mechasami. I'm building the fence. I'm building a fence because I don't want you to look at me. Of course, now you have hano that I don't look at you. But your hano is not mechasami. Says the Gemara. So how can I be teveyu the hano? So Yishmael. What's the Gemara's answer? So according to Rashi, we understand the Gemara's answer is that even though your hano is not mechasami, but since the mechitza nonetheless is because of you, that's enough to give me standing. Because lemaisa your nene from this mechitza, and I'm only building the mechitza because of you. So that's the Gemara's mechadish. That even though your hano is not mechasami, but since the mechitza is because of you and the mechitza is mechasami, so that's enough that it gives me a schus to be teveyu, that I'm called a chos that I could be teveyu. But you were the cause of my being choser, and you're being nene from it, so that's enough. That's a chiddush in the Gemara. That's enough to be called that you're that I'm a chaser and I could be tevei you for the handle. That's how rational is the Gemara. According to Tosfos, on the other hand, Tosfos will talk about the mechitzas achitzonis. So Tosfos, I understand the Gemara's having it. I'm building a mechitzah between me and the outside world. Between me and the outside world, so it's Gemara thinks that's a midastayim. No, that's an emezel chaser. I go to the shim and I say, no, I'm building a mechitzah for the outside world. It's nothing to do with you, but the mice you have anah, so pay me. Says the Gemara, it's an emezel chaser. It's a midastayim. So what's the Gemara's teretz? Gemara's teretz is at garantuli a kefi yisera. What's at garantuli a kefi yisera? Since I have such a big fence because of you, so therefore I could be tevet. It's called that I'm chaser. Could be also the shitosa. Because I see the oil was bothered a little bit. You know, yeah, but it's not Shimon's fault, and maybe Shimon was there first. Like, what kind of claim does Reuben have against Shimon? So maybe in Chanami, maybe you're right. Maybe a claim against Shimon doesn't have. But that's not the issue according to Tosfos. We don't need Shimon to have a claim. The claim is that he's Nene. You don't need a Hanoam Mechaseris. The issue is it a Midas Stoim? Is it a Midas Stoim for Reuben to go to Shimon and say, Shimon, I want you to participate in this fence? So a Midas Stoim, I hear very much. Yeah, and maybe it's not a Midas Stoim. Because even though Reuben has to build the fence anyway, but the reason why he's building such a big fence is because he's being makif himself and Shimon. If he wasn't being makif Shimon also, then he wouldn't be building such a big fence. The size of the fence is because it's also surrounding Shimon's property. So it's not going to be the stoim for Reuben to go just to say to Shimon, look, I'm building a fence that protects us both, and it's bigger because you're here. So it's not going to be the stoim for me to say that I want you to pay for your being in it. You're being Nana anyway, so really I have a right. Ikar hadin, yikav hadin esahar. I have a right to be tevei the hanot. That I don't even need to be chaser for that. You're being Nana, so I have a right to be tevei the hanot. Except that it's a midastayim, because what does it cost me? He answered, not a midastayim, because lemaisa I built a much bigger fence to accommodate us both. I mean, obviously I had no choice, but still the size of the fence is because of you. So it's not a midastayim for me to be tevei. Whereas according to Rashi, that the nukud is that I have to have that I'm being tevei you mikayach the chisar. So maybe according to Rashi, Tosfos' Mahalak wouldn't make any sense. Maybe that's part of why Rashi has to learn. We're not talking about the Mechitzas HaChitzonis. Because if the issue is, do I have standing? Is it a Hanoah Mechaseris? Do I have standing? Can I be Teveyu Mikoyach Bechisor? In the Mechitzas HaChitzonis, how can I be Teveyu Mikoyach Bechisor? You're not Mechasim at all. It's not even because of you that I'm making these Mechitzas. Mechitzas are bigger because it happens to be. That's the geometry. That's the topography. The mechitzas are bigger because of you. That gives me a tvi on you. So maybe in Chanani, did it work out? Rashi and Tosfos see also. Of course, all this is predicated on learning Tosfos, not like of Shimon. That Tosfos is on the side of Midas Stone. Tosfos is learning Gemara else Midas Stone. Yeah, okay. If Tosfos is not else Midas Stone, we could live with that also. But we won't have this Gishmak Lushi Tosfos. No, there's nothing equivalent. There's no kaima lo agra, no, not kaima lo agra.
It's a low nana on that, on the person staying there. It's definitely clear chisaron. So it's also a kaima lo agra with potting for that.
I'm not following.
If Tosfos, according to him, he puts it in the chisaron, and now in all this, so
he's... Tosfos learns in the chisaron and chisaronis.
But if you say with Pavel and Rashi, that he had to put those
off, so he's currently chaser. His problem with Rashi is that how would he not be chaser?
Right.
Mashmah said
Michael.
Right.
But he himself holds
that
if there's no
hanah
on the point of.
No, but there is hanah. The nikkif is nen over here. Basically, Esther Rashi, that if you're. Everybody agrees that the nikkif is nenah. Kach kach, mechisis achitonis, yopnimis, the nikkif is certainly nenah. The shalis was there a chisar. So Tosfos says, Mechitzas HaPnimis, of course, is a chisar. It's a nenev, it's a chosar. Because I'm spending money to make mechitzas between me and you. I'm certainly chosar on account of you. And Rashi would say, no. At least in the Havrin, Rashi learns the Rashi. In the Havrin, where Rashi would say, no. I may be in the mechitzas because of you, but your hano is not what's mechasami. For me to be teveya the hano, it has to be that the hano is causing me to be chosar. And that we don't have. And the chiddush of the Gemara and the Maskan is that's not necessary. As long as the chisorin is because of you, I give you tevei the fact that you're nana for me. As long as the chisorin that went into the mechitzas is because of the nikkav, So the makif can be teveya the nikif for the hanah that he gets out of the mechitzas. And that's a chiddush according to Rashi. In Kohen Tosis, that's not even a chiddush. That was the other pasuk to Tosis. Because in midas toim terms, it's just splitting hairs. It's not midas toim for me to teveya the hanah that you get out of a wall that I'm building on account of you. Let's see the item in the Gemara. Toshma says the Gemara another raya from the safe of that Mishnah. The safe of that Mishnah goes on and says, "Om Rav Yosi, im Omad Nikif, the Goder Servi is Megal Ganol of Sakel. Time of the Goder Nikif from Makif Potter. Shema Menos Zenen of Zoy Chosef Potter." Right now, it's making an opposite deed from Rav Yosi. Rav Yosi in that Mishnah is Chelik. Rav Yosi says, "Im Omad Nikif, the Goder Servi is Megal Ganol of Sakel." The Gemara is medayek, ba'amid makif poter, and that's the machlekes Tanakama and Rav Yosi. Tanakama holds even if the makif was goyder medal ruchas yichayev, and Rav Yosi says no, only if the nikif was finished off the machitzas. So it's a gili das. So then the nikif has to pay. But if the makif was makif, if the makif finished it off, then the makif is poter. And that's Agamor learns. That's then Mr. Gemara Baba Basra has a whole many different explanations. What's the machlekes exactly between Rav Yosi and the Rabbanon? Agamar assumes, like what's the last explanation of the Gemara over there, at least according to Rashi, that Rashi over there. And it's a complicated Gemara. We're not learning the Suga Makif and Nikif. This is where Baba Vasu, if we were learning Hashutrin, we would spend a week on the Suga Makif and Nikif. If you really want to, you go to Wai Torah and you can listen to all my Shirma Makif and Nikif. But and now we're just doing what's necessary for over here. But anyway, Agamar doesn't have any shakas about it. Agamar learns the Machlekas of Yisrael, the Rabbanan is about Omad Makif. And the Talmud says, "Omen makif a goder sevi is yichayev." We wanted to be medayik, so then it was lechos is chayev. What was leicha after after the kefli sera? The other was the medayik from Rav Yosi faket. Rav Yosi says that omen makif is potter, only omen nikif is chayev. Apparently, why is omen makif potter? Apparently, because then it was lechos is potter. So rise, then it was lechos is potter. Now, how could it be rise and then it was lechos is potter from Rav Yosi? But the Tanakam is chelik in Rav Yosi. So that Tosis speaks out. And Tosis says. Imam and Nikif. One second. Time of the Nikif Hamakif Potter says Taisus. I feel Rabbanly pligi elam mishum domly after until you kefi yisera. The Gemara is assuming that Rav Yosi and the Rabbanon are arguing about the global issue of zenenem zloichos. But whatever it is, they both agree. They're arguing about the local issue of Amad Makif. So if Rav Yosi is meduik says zenenem zloichos is Potter, then presumably Tanakama agrees zenenem zloichos is Potter. Why is Tanakama l'chay? Like the Gemara said before, because after Amtul Yakei for Yisera, and that's in the Kodesh HaMachlekes. The Tanakama holds from after Amtul Yakei for Yisera, and Rav Yosi doesn't hold from after Amtul Yakei for Yisera. But they all agree that zenenem zloichos is Potter. So that's Gemara's right. So Gemara says, Shaini Hosom, Domale v'didi sagli ben tirus v'azuz. Over there. It's not called Nen at all. It's not called Nen at all because the Nikif could say, I don't need such a big Shmira. For me, it would be good enough. For me, it would be good enough in the Tirus of Barzuzu. What does Rashi say? The moment Nikif got there, he's going to die to Nikhle by Kefi Shalubim. Mugalgan love is a Koy Losses of Helka begin with Chitzis Penimi Shalubim. This is a Gili Das to Nikhle in the Hekif. So that apparently has nothing to do with Zenenev Zlechosa. Even if Zenenev Zlechosa is Potter. But if the Nikif is Megala Das Tanichale, I'm just going to ask him this. But if the Nikif is Megala Das Tanichale, then it doesn't matter that Zenenev is a Chosesh Potter. You're Mechayev Nikoyev the Gili Das of the Nikif. But if the Makif finished it off, Hoyim Kona Makif Oitzod Revius Echel Shimon Vigodar, Vigodra, Potter Shimon. So it's why Zenenev is a Chosesh Potter. So Moiz Leichen Oli, Vidi Sagli Im Tusu Bezu Sulu, Rashi explains, Well, how you chalis be odi lig together Shalavonim? I can't afford to get the Shalavonim. The sagli begeder kaitzim brazuzul lehadul beniyu benecha. The chayil of Shabbat is, let's see, for at least for the time being, that the nikif can say, if the makif is the makif from dal ruchah, the nikif can say, I don't need a geder shel avonim. For me, I will be shomer with a geder shel with a geder shel kanim, which costs only a few pennies. So mimela, I'm not nene more than that. You can't be tovei me as nene. I'm a galadas, is a different story, but you can't be tovei me as nene, since I can say that I'm only nene, that I'm not nene from the avonim. I mean, I would be fine with a. I don't need a fancy thing. I would be fine with a much simpler machitza, and therefore, I only have to pay a nene, but I don't have to pay for more than a machitza shel kana. So Taisus asks.
So Rebbe was just saying, just to clarify, that according to Rashi, you would have to pay the hana of
Chayyim. Chayyim. That was
not. It's not.
Yeah, but that's like negligible. Tusa by Zuzah, it's negligible. The Gemara calls that potter nechamim. From a chitzah shel kana, Mustami has to pay. Maybe that's already included. He built the machitza shel the nikif amad nikif. Again. I'm telling you, Amen Makif. You're Amen Makif. He said, "This hagam b'tursa bazos." Yeah, Mustamba from b'tursa bazos. He does have to pay for mechitzah shel kanim. He does have to pay. Half the price of mechitzah shel kanim. Yeah, that alchay does have to pay. That much he is nana. You don't see a way out of that.
So what if Makif built that type of wall?
Mechitzah shel kanim.
Yeah.
Then he would have to pay. But that's not the case. The case is he built the mechitzah shel
kanim. That shows that Namzel Chaser five.
No, if then it was a chaser is potter, then it don't have to pay anything. That's the more initial pshat in the base. You don't have to pay anything because then it was a chaser is potter. The more is doif, the loyim, then it was a chaser is chayiv. But the only thing is, he's not nene mechitza shel avonim. He's nene only to the tune of a mechitza shel kanim. So mechitza shel kanim, what do you actually call it? Get the kaitzim by Zuzu. So that nechadami. If Zenin is zoychaser is chayev, so why over here is he potter? Because he doesn't need avonim. So he's potter from paying for avonim. Yeah, for kaitzim he does have to pay nechadami. Mishnah doesn't talk about it because that's a negligible amount.
Didn't we say the other day that once you're paying for the kaitzim, then you have to pay for all the night you would die? Once you're chaser him a little bit, then
you once you're chaser a little bit, you have to pay for the all and all. Right. Here the pshat is not that he's only chaser a little bit; he's chaser a lot. The makif is chaser lap. The issue is that the nikif is only nen a little bit. So Taisa says, in Taimar, in the middle of Taisa, time of the nikif, in Taimar, v'izeh nenef, v'zoy chaser potter, afil omad nikif nami. This is a very strong kash of you. If the reason, we have two theories now for Rabbi Yossi. Why is omad makif potter? Could be azeh nenef, v'zoy chaser potter, that's what more things initially. It could be because he could say look at these saga even the trusa by Zuzu. But I'm not even nene more than in the trusa by Zuzu. I'm not nene more than a gedush shel kaitzim. The avonim don't do anything for me. I'm not such a fancy guy who builds mechitza shel avonim anyway. I'm not nene from the avonim. So Taisus asks, why is omad nikif different? So the lashon of Taisus mevur that in the maskon of the Gemara that the reason why Rav Yosi's path is by omad nikif is because of these saga even the trusa by Zuzu. So then Taisus understands why Amad Nikif is different. Meaning, if Zen Enev is like Chosr, fundamentally is Chayiv, and the only reason why the Nikif is Potter is because he could say in the Lid, this Sagalim in the Tirusuf Bar Zuzo, so then I understand why if the Nikif was Amad the Goder Eserevias, it changes. Because when the Nikif was Goder Eserevias, what was he going to do with? With Kaitzim or with Avonim? Avonim, obviously with Avonim, that's why there's a Gilidat. So when the nikif is guided with mechitzah shel avonim, so he's megalatas that he's not such a stingy guy. He spends for avonim. So you see, there's a gili das. So that's fine by Taisus. That doesn't bother Taisus. Yeah, and the theory, and the maskon in the gemara, the tzad in the gemara, that zenenev lechoser is really chayiv. And the reason why Rabbi Yosi patters is because of the cycle even intrusive by zuzo. So Taisus doesn't have a problem with why omad nikif changes the equation, because omad nikif. If it's Amad Nikif, then he can no longer say that he's sagal even the Tirusa Bar Zuz. Hagam, yes, you could ask. You could perhaps challenge that and say, what's the raya? Four mechitzas of Avonim he can't afford. Maybe one mechitzas of Avonim he could afford. You know, he's getting one for, you know, maybe he's Megalit. You know, if he can build one mechitzas of Avonim and be Goder with four mechitzas of Avonim, maybe that he would do. It's a big bargain. You know, people buy, it's like getting it's one of these deals. He builds one mechitzah of avonim, and now he's gone. So where's there a gili das that is nichalei for four mechitzahs of avonim? Okay, well, that we could live with. If he was really a mechitzah shel kaitzim guy, he would have built a mechitzah shel kaitzim. From the fact that he builds a mechitzah shel avonim, it's a gili das that he's a mechitzah shel avonim person. So not so bad. But Taisa says, but what about the, but if the other theory of Rabbi Yossi is right, that the reason why Rabbi Yossi patters is because Zenenev is Elechosu is Potter, fundamentally you can't be Teveim Nahanah if you were in Chosu, either because it's a Midasayim or because you have no standing, whatever the Havan is. But if it's because Zenenev Elechosu is Potter, so why does it change if it's Omanikov? But it's still Zenenev is Elechosu. So Golidas the Nichle, fine, so he's happy. The happy is not a Mechayev. You need to be Chosu to be Mechayev. So Rashi said, because Golik died to Nichle, but to Nichle. So Taisus doesn't like that. Taisus says, well, Taisus doesn't say explicitly, but from what Taisus says, it's implicit that there's a problem that he has it, is implicitly challenging Rashi. Rashi said the answer is Nichle, Golik died to the Nichle. Why does Taisus not like Rashi's job? Maybe Golad at the Nichle changes the Zenon of Zlei Chosin. What?
You said earlier
about Mishtar Zlei. No, we're going to get to that, but right now in his Kashan Rashi, Rashi just said Golad at the Nichle. Taisus is not going to, Taisus is not, learns not like Rashi. Taisus is Golad at the Nichle by Tzois. What's wrong with Rashi? Taisus in his, let's finish Taisus. Yesh Lema, Shaini Oma Nikah, Golad at the Nichle by Tzois. Here there's a gili das, not just that he's happy about the avonim. There's a gili das that he's willing to spend money. Rashi's subject to a very big objection. Rashi learns that the gili das of the nikkev is goli daiti the nichel, and you're happy about the kosa. So what's every zenenev is lechosa? Dor bechotze chaveri shalem vidaiti. Wasn't the dor, the nene, megala das that he's nichelay from the hanok? More than that, he's dovah chatzah chaver, and that's not enough to be mechayim. He's goli daiti the nichle. I mean, obviously, right? He goes into the chotzer, sends himself up for the night. Obviously, there's a gili das the nichle from the hanok. So what? But he's not chosin. But the bala chotzer is not chosin. So what does it help over here that the nikif was megala das that he's nichle? So he's nichle. Fine, he's nichle. He's nichle that there's avod, that there's a kaisel over here, that there's mechitzis over here. Nichle. But what does that change? It's always nichele. I mean, most typical zenenev is like chaser. It's always nichele. But so what? What's the pshat in the Rashi? So therefore, that's not enough. Go to die to the nichele that you always have. But what you have over here that you don't have by every dor b'chatzah chaver shlemi taitle is that it's go to die to the nichele in the hitzos. You're willing to spend money. Willing to send money. That already takes off the problem of zenenev is eloi chaser. That's what Taisus. Now, the Taisus is shared for two reasons. And this is ground that we already covered because of Shimon. This is Reb Shimon's, this Taisus is the basis for Reb Shimon's Mahalach and Taisus. Taisus is shared for two reasons. First of all, Taisus is shared in Svar. Because who cares if it's Nichle by Tzoy? So what did you gain? Fine. I mean, you made a distinction. Why does that distinction matter? At the end of the day, it's still Zenenev Zalei Chos. We just started with her, it still is. And so he's nichol. So what? Still need the slaim l'chayor. You still have no standing if you're not chaser. How you being tevei him? So what does it matter that the nikif is willing to spend money? How does that? How in svara does that matter? Why does that take off the problem of zenenev zelo chos? That's problem number one of Shem is. Then there's another problem which many achvanim ask. The shita asks already, which is that it's against the gemara, because the gemara later on has a case where let's say you have a guy and he's renting an apartment from Reuven. And every day he pays rent to Reuven to live in the apartment. Then it turns out, lo and behold, it turns out one day that Reuven was not the real owner of the apartment. It was all a scam. The apartment belongs to Shimon. Shimon probably doesn't even know this guy's living there. And Reuven was one of these, probably these internet things that Reuven was collecting the rent from this building that didn't even belong to him. So the halacha is, the Gemara says, so now does Reuven have to pick? So now the shaila is, so fine, so obviously Reuven has to give the rent back to the tenant. But does the tenant owe money to the real owner, as Nenen? So the Gemara says it depends on Zenenev Zalei Chosu. The Gemara says it's a case of Zenenev Zalei Chosu because the real owner wasn't renting out the apartment building, so he's not Chosu. But the tenant was Nenen. So the Gemara calls it a case of Zenenev Zalei Chosu. Asks the Shita Mekubet, says, one second. But Taisa says that when it's Goli Daita, the Nichle Bahit Sois, then it goes out of the realm of Zenenev Zelichos. So Ein Lecha Goli Daitit the Nichol Goy Tzoyis Gozal Mizeh. So this question, there's a teretz that Rav Shimon says, and I think the Rosh Hashanah also says it, a technical teretz, just to take off this gemara. It's not the same. The case over there, he's spending every at the beginning of the month, this guy spent money. Every month he spent money, he gave rent to room. So he was Megala Das, he's willing to pay rent. Paying rent, though, when you pay rent, you get schusim by paying rent. You get a right to be in the apartment for the next month. Nobody can kick you out. It's not just for the hanov. You're not just paying for the hanov of living there. You're paying for the security of living there. That now you have a right to live there. You can't be evicted till the end of the month. So he was Megala Das that he's willing to pay to have the rights of a renter for a month, for every month, or a year, whatever the term of the rental is. But now it turns out that was all a fake. He wasn't really never got any rights at all. Could have been evicted at any moment. He wasn't really a renter. So now you want to pay Shimon Stamos Nene. You want to say, you want to pay him Stam for Nene. There's no Gili Das in that. There's no Gili Das that you were willing to pay, minute by minute for being Nene. You were willing to pay for the ownership of being a Seicher. That you never really had. Now we want to make you pay Shimon Stamos Nene. For that, there's no Gili Das. And in that, it's still lacking Gili Das to Nichola. Shenken over here, there's a wall, and you're Megala Das the Nichole that you're willing to pay for a wall, so you're willing to pay for a wall, so pay for a wall. But that Gemara can be dealt with in technical ways. Shimon says this. Also, there in Shari Yesh, in Perchafei, or Perchavok, whatever it really is. Some exoys is Perchafei, some exoys is Perchavok, Shagim. But what about the Svar? Fine, so we dealt with the Gemara, we could deal with it. But what about the Svar? So this is where Shimon said his Svar. This is where Shimon said his word that when you're goli dai, when it's goli dai to the nichel of yitzoyis, then it's more than just a nene, then it's mishtashile. You lose leyochel esanis. Here you're megala das that you're actually planning to spend money to build the wall. If Reuben hadn't done it, you would have done it. And now by Reuben doing it, he saved you the money. Saved you the money? That's not just nene. That's mishtashile. That's the tzoyis. That's the tzoyis. That mishtashile is a whole different din. That's not a chiv nene. Mishtashile is money in the bank. Says Rav Shimon, money in the bank, you don't have to be chaser. And that he builds in the Gemara Chulin, that by Matnas Kuna, that as nene, you're potter to pay by Matnas Kuna. Oichel Matnas Kuna is potter. Are you nene? Mamun Shein Le'Toyvim, says the Gemara. But if you're Mishtashi for Matnas Kuna, on Sobeis HaMelech Ronoi, so then you mamish have money in the bank, then we don't say that it's Mamun Shein Le'Toyvim. Because that's mamish money in the bank. Money in the bank, you have to give back to the Kohanim. You don't need a tefillah for that. You're not allowed to keep Matnas Kuna by you. You have a chiyuv to give Matnas Kuna to find the kohen and give it to him. So Al Derech Zay says over here, calls the man the nikkas and goli daita the nichalei b'hit soyz. So he maybe would have lived without a wall. After all, maybe he lived without a wall. Maybe Shimon would have lived without a wall. Can't say for sure that Shimon would have built a wall. So maybe it's just a shal of nene. Nene, zenene, the chaser is potter. But because you need the standing, you need the chaser, you need the standing to be teveya. But now it turns out that he's mishtashile. He's mishtashile. So now already, so if it's mishtashile, then you don't need a teveya. You don't need a koyach to be teveya. Even mamon she'en le'toyvim. The person himself, the nikif himself, is holding on to stole the money that doesn't belong to him. So I don't need Reuven to be teveya Shimon. Reuven doesn't have to have standing in court to be teveya Shimon. Shimon has money, she'en le'shaloi. The money that he saved by Reuven's, Reuven in effect spent the money that he wanted to spend the money for him. That's Reuven's money. He's half of the choice are what Shimon is now richer is Reuven's money. So that Shimon has to give back regardless of whether Reuven has any standing. So that and that's Pshat, says Reb Shimon, that's Pshat and Tosis. And it's on this basis that Reb Shimon builds that Tosis learned the Gemara, and then it was like Chosu over here, not because of Midas Stoyim, but because of Midas Stoyim, it makes no difference, but rather because of you need a Chisorin. You need to be chaser in order to have standing to be teveya. So that's only by nene. By mishtashu, you could be teveya even without. You don't need to be teveya. The guy has to pay you back even if you're without you having a kayach to be teveya. That's the Rav Shimon. Very beautiful Rav Shimon. Well, what if Rav Shimon is not right? Again, you know, because we had very gishmak a Torah in the previous Tosfos stuff, and based on maybe Hashem is not right. What if Hashem is not right? Again, I don't have Achra, you know. But let's entertain. Let's say Hashem is not right, and Tosfos is learning us Midas Stone. So in Midas Stone, what's the difference if it's Goladat and Nichol Beit Tosfos or not? So first of all, could be that even in Midas Stone, maybe there's a chiluk between Nen and Mishtashila. Could be that we'll use Shimon's insight over here, but we'll translate it into Midas Stone. Maybe by regular Nene, where I have to be Teveyu. Right, Shimon's right. Gemara in Chulin says that by regular Nene I have to be Teveyu. Moment Shein Leitovim Yipoter. So to be Teveyu when I'm not Choser is a Midas Stone. But by Mishtashli, where I don't have to be Teveyu, you're holding out the money that's not mine. You have to give it away. You're holding out the mum and shayna shleis. Mum and be'en that doesn't belong to you. It's not that you have some kind of chayv. The mum that's sitting in the bank, the mum and be'en that you have in the bank is mine. So I don't have to be teveyu for that. You have money that's not yours. So maybe it's not going to be this time for me to ask for it. Just like the mushel. Let's say, I mean, I can't even imagine a case, but let's say there was a case where I had mum and be'en sitting by you, but I wasn't a chaser from not having. I mean, I don't know how that's mishkachas look. I guess it could be mishkachas, maybe it's soifel ibud. You know, I have money sitting by you, but it's soifel ibud. I know I have a kli sitting by you that's falling off the roof, and it's soifel ibud. So I'm not chaser. Rashi calls that Rashi holds that soifel ibud is not chaser. With Rashi before about the payers. If you hold that soifel ibud is not chaser, you don't want to put it by some payers if we're after. So let's say I have something sitting by you, and it's about the self stuff. So is it a midas stone for me to ask for it? After all, I'm not chaser if I don't get it back. It's going to self-destruct in a few minutes anyway. Could very well be that. That's not called chaser. Well, that's not a midas stone. Just for me to ask for my money back. People, I'm not chaser. Look at me. I'm not chaser. Sentimental value. I want to see it self-destruct by me, not by you. But it's not a midas stone. What midas stone? I'm not being teveyu. I'm not taking it to the entire. My thing is sitting by you. So al derech zeh, when it's mishtashilei, it's my money sitting by you. So what does it matter that I'm not chaser? But lemaisa, my money is sitting by you. I want it back. This wall that's sitting over here, it represents the fact that when I built this wall, I put money in your bank account. That money in your bank account is the money that I spent. So that's my money sitting by you. So you know, not chaser. I want it back. Like, I'm not chaser in the sense I would have done it anyway. Even if I would never get it back, I would have done it. But nonetheless, it's not in me to stone for me to ask for it back. So even in the world of Midas Stoyim, we could still be mechalik between Mishtashile and then it could be another mechalik. Also, it could be another thought maybe. But maybe this is not. Maybe Tosfos means something entirely different. Maybe when it's nichalei b'itzois, it's not called the Midas Stoyim. Maybe it sounds like this. I'm spending money to build a wall. So the argument over here is, why is it a Midas Stoyim? Why is it called Zen Enev Zlei Chaser? Because I'm going to build the wall anyway. I'm planning to build the wall anyway. I saved the money. I'm going to build the wall anyway, regardless of whether you're Mishtatif or you're not Mishtatif. I'm going to build the wall anyway. So for me to go to you and say, yeah, but you're going to get benefit from it, so I want you to be Mishtatif, that's a Midas Stoyim. I'm coming to you saying, you're Nene, I'm Teveyu. For me to ask you a favor, I certainly could. But for me to go to Basin and be Teveyu as Nene, to participate in a wall that I'm planning to spend money on anyway and I'm going to build anyway, that's a Midas Stoyim. But what if it turns out that here I was saving money, planning to build the wall, and I built the wall, and I spent all this money. Then it turns out, you know what? You were also saving money to build the wall. I just beat you to it. So is it a Midas Stoyim now for me to ask you to be Mishtatif? Maybe that's Be'etzem not. That's what takes off the Midas Stoyim. Goli died to the Nichil Reitzois. Doesn't change. Of course, I'm still not chosim, but it takes off the midah. Again, if we learn that Tais is going with midah stein, that theory, that Tais is going with midah stein, so I could hear a svara that even though be'etzem I'm not chosim because it's money. But why am I not chosim? I'm chosim, not chosim. You're not the regular not chosim. The regular not chosim. I'm really not chosim. You know, I'm chosim lekaim la'agra. I'm really not chosim. Here I really spend money, but the reason why it's called bein lev that I'm not chosim because it's money I was going to spend anyway. So I was going to spend the money anyway, and you weren't. So for me to be teveyu, that's a midas stein. For me to be teveyu, that I know is a midas stein. But if I spent the money anyway, but you were also planning to spend the money anyway. So if I would have asked you a month earlier, we would have gotten together and done it together. So I just didn't realize. We weren't synchronized. We weren't communicating. So now it's going to be just time for me to go to you and say, you know, if we would have talked a month ago, we could have done this together. So now, you know, it's only right that you should be mishtaf. I could hear that that's not called the midas time. So our practice over here in this particular case. Nothing to do with mishtashila. If that's the pshat, then I think it would take off the shittas kashas also. What would the shittas kashas? Shittas kashas, what is golei da'at nichlei beitzayis held? What about the case where Reuven was renting renting an apartment from Reuven, and it turned out Reuven was a faker, and it was really Shimon's apartment, and the Gemara calls it Zenen of Zalei Chaser. Either tenant was Megola Dayak, was Goli Dayak, and Nichle Beit Sois. The answer is, it's not a general rule that whenever you Nichle Beit Sois, it takes off from Midas Toim. It's in this particular case where Reuven spent money. But the Midas Toim is that Reuven was going to spend the money anyway. And now it turns out that Shimon was also going to spend the money anyway. So that's not a Midas Toim for Reuven, who spent the money anyway, to go to Shimon, who was going to spend the money anyway, and say, you know, let's move the clock back and we'll do it together. That's not a midas time. But in the case of the apartment, Shimon wasn't planning to rent out the apartment at all. Shimon is a real lechoser. He's not a lechoser that he was going to spend the money anyway. Shimon is an emesher lechoser. He wasn't planning he forgot that he even had this apartment building. So he's an emesher lechoser. And Reuven was an nene. So I don't care that Reuven was going to die from the Nichol Beit Sois. What difference does it make? The fact is that Shimon wasn't planning to make any money out of this apartment. So it's a midas toim for Shimon to go and collect rent from the tenant retroactively for an apartment that he wasn't planning to rent out. There, Goli died to Nichol Beit Sois le'mayla b'le'mayr. Okay, we ran out of time. We're late. I have to run.
Is this the case of Hamati from Shamus Shuri?